Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You do enter the session again with a supermajority for your party. Last session, there was quite a bit of press, though, about conflict within the party with members of the Missouri Freedom Caucus. What do you expect this session?
You know, I think that that will improve really actually quite a lot. I've talked with every person that's a member. We've talked about the things we weren't able to get done last year. We've talked about what we think this year could look like. The reality is if we're a team, we only win as a team. We cannot win if we are solely concentrating on an individual or what one individual wants. And I think that in our conversations, we have gone over that. And I think they're willing to make a fresh start, and I'm willing to make a fresh start.
Let's talk about those priorities then. What would you say maybe are your top priorities for the caucus?
Well, getting the Senate to function as the body that it's intended to function as would be my top priority. We also want to focus on public safety. We want the citizens of the state to feel safe in their homes and in their communities. We do still want to protect life. One of the things that really is very important to me is that we be fiscally responsible. I come from the private sector, as you probably know. And in the business community, we operate, it seems like, on a different set of principles. And in large part, that's because we have to earn money before we can spend it. So we plan ahead. We're conservative. We're always saving for that rainy day. And I would like to see the state function more in that direction. One of my own personal priorities, and I think it serves the caucus well, is to have a good, open, ongoing communication, both with the governor and the leadership of the House. I think that describes pretty well what I'm interested in getting done.
Let's key in on the one that you mentioned about protecting life. I'm assuming that is related to Amendment 3 on reproductive rights. What are some of the specific legislative priorities regarding that for Republicans?
We feel that we must be committed to protecting unborn life. I just think that that is a moral obligation, really, for every adult. And we'd like to see Missouri reflecting those values. The initiative petition process has been one that I think that has been abused and largely is funded by out-of-state interests. That happened with Amendment 3, and it's happened with recreational marijuana, and it's happened. And then you add to that, we pass legislation as a supermajority of Republicans, and then we seem to often run into a roadblock with the Missouri Supreme Court, you know, making decisions that kind of reverse what the legislative body has passed. So it's not a one thing simple answer. It's sort of a combination of different things. We want to sit down as a caucus and continue to look at that and see what we can get done about it.
You mentioned several things in there, so I want to break that down. I want to go into the point that you talked to about initiative petitions and that process for adopting constitutional amendments. I noticed that already in pre-filing, there are at least a couple bills that have been pre-filed dealing with making constitutional amendments more difficult to pass. Is that something that you think may get through the legislature this year?
I think it's possible. Rather than saying that we want to make it more difficult to pass, we want to say that we want to be sure that kind of everyone's voice is heard. And what happens is the rural areas, which are, you know, the majority of at least the geographical area of the state, gets overwhelmed by the urban areas. And we want to make sure, excuse me, that people at the rural county levels are being heard, that their votes are mattering, if you put it that way. So we'd like to see more of a majority of them pass initiative petition proposals. And that's something that we talked about last year. In fact, we've talked about it for 2 or 3 years. And I would acknowledge to you that it has been a topic off and on, I think, 4 years. So, you know, there's not an easy answer, but we're looking for an answer that makes sure the whole state gets represented.
You mentioned the bill that you have pre-filed that would ask voters to change how Missouri Supreme Court judges are selected. Critics say that it would politicize the court if any of this would go to voters to elect Supreme Court judges. What's your response to that?
Well, I would say it's a political process now. It's really a group of elite insider lawyers. It's a panel of people who get to decide a grouping of prospective people who could be judges, and you choose from those names that are submitted. There are individuals on that panel, but there are more lawyers on the panel than there are individuals. And I think that if you see some of the decisions that they render, you see that they really are not aligned with Missouri's values. So I don't know anything that doesn't have some degree of political influence, if by political influence you mean the public is aware of it. If you went out on the street today and you asked people who they voted for as far as judges go, most of them don't know anything about them. I think it's a process that they just either choose yes or no to retain judges. They have no information to go on. And I think that if people were nominated to run, then they would have to go out and talk with the public, and they would have to give them their views on different topics. And I think that the general public is smart enough to make a good decision.
Let's talk about a topic that's of interest to folks here in the St. Louis area, and that's state control of St. Louis City Police Department. Where do you fall on that?
So we had discussions about that last year, and I actually was involved with a working group who we had the police unions involved. We had the city, the mayor's office involved. We had some invested citizens involved, and we talked about what we thought some of the issues were, how could we resolve those, and could there be a compromise? And we were pretty close to a compromise when session ended. We did have a couple more conversations over the last few months. I think Governor-elect Kehoe has been involved in some conversations. It's something he's interested in. So I guess we'll see where we land on that topic. I think it could be solved by not entirely taking over the police commission, but we'll see what comes through and what we can get done.
Finally, you mentioned fiscal responsibility as one of the pillars for the caucus this session. Governor-elect Kehoe has promised to eliminate Missouri's income tax. How do we balance our revenue out with a plan like that?
Well, I mean, the reality is that you can only spend what you have. You have to have a balanced budget. So we're already in sort of a downturn in revenue for the state. And I personally would like to see people keep more of their own money. I think people make a better decision about how to spend their money than the government does. But the reality of that also is you can't spend more than you have. So if we're going to forge ahead with lower revenue, then we also need to make cuts in government services. And I'm not saying that can't be done, but one has to happen for the other to happen and for the whole thing to be successful.